Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, in our ramp up to our observance of Memorial Day, we've been very fortunate to be joined by a number of guests addressing veterans' issues. This afternoon is no exception. It's my privilege and honor to be joined by two veterans from the Disabled American Veterans, Commander Gregory Paolo and Al LaBelle, who's on their legislative committee and helps head up the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Team at the DAV. You can find out more about all of the DAV services by going to their website. Now, we're going to include all of this information in our show notes, but if you do want to write it down, here's their website. It's dav-wi.org. That's dav-wi.org. And just before the break, we were talking with these two fine gentlemen about some of the transportation services. Mr. LaBelle shared with us that in 2024, the DAV gave over 235,000 rides, that their vans traveled over 9.2 million miles. Here in Wisconsin, they traveled nearly 500,000 miles. If you would like to become a volunteer driver, or if you yourself are a vet that needs a ride to your VA medical appointments, you can call this number. And again, all this info in the show notes. Here's the number, 920-338-8620. That's 920-338-8620. Commander Paolo, while we were in commercial, you asked me to ask you to be sure that people knew about the transition service officers that are at military bases. Tell us more, Commander.
Yes, the DAV also has transition service officers that get together with the veterans before they separate from the service, and they get them started on their VA claims, and they get it all lined up for where they're going back for their home base when they get out. And in addition to that, they also give counseling to us on how to do job interviews and how to dress for job interviews, because most of us are going to be separating out and going to a job, and actually working in the military is a lot different than working in the civilian community. And so they give you guidelines and dressing standards so that it can help you with your interview process.
Those kinds of things, I think, get overlooked so frequently, right? When people, whether it's transitioning out of the military or even, you know, going to your first job interview, I knew I needed to figure that out and could have used some help myself when I was entering the job market. But those kinds of things are absolutely essential for any service member transitioning out of active service. Al, let me ask you a bit about the volunteerism programs within Disabled American Veterans.
Yes, Maggie. That's one of our key programs, and we have numerous volunteers at the VA medical centers at Milwaukee, Madison, and Tolma, along with state veterans homes. And we have what is called an LVAP program, veterans who help in the local community. Like somebody my age, I don't enjoy shoveling snow anymore. So usually there'll be a volunteer that will come and help me shovel the sidewalk. And that would be considered part of our local veteran assistance program. Nationwide, we're logged in over, we keep the number of hours that a veteran volunteers. So nationwide, we had 3 million volunteer hours. And in Wisconsin last year, we had 89,000 roughly hours of volunteers did at the either state or VA facilities.
That is essential. And I can tell you this, Al, I think you might have a couple, 2-3 years on me, sir, and I don't even like shoveling anymore. That is a drag. I consider that my fitness workout for the day, and it like box checked. But folks, again, remember, you can volunteer some of your time for Disabled American Veterans. You can check out those programs at dav-wi.org. Now, Commander, I think I moved a little bit too quickly. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your employment programs, because you host a ton of events, a ton of job fairs. You also help veterans who are starting their own businesses. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes.
Let me get go ahead, Greg.
We've got some service programs for employment. And through partnership with Recruit Military, DAV sponsors career fairs, both in-person and virtual, to connect veterans and their spouses with employers who are committed to hiring them. Last year, we hosted 101 events with 31,700 attendees, resulting in 12,590 job offers. Recently, the DAV started a patriotic boot camp, which for disabled American veteran entrepreneurs, and it's a building block of networking of these veterans and their different business organizations, and how they work problems, and other people that are with them can ask them about the problems and how they worked it, because they have like a similar problem. So
that's
those are
terrific.
Some programs we have.
That is Commander Greg Paolo, Mr. Al LaBelle of Disabled American Veterans. Gentlemen, again, thank you for your service. May you have a blessed Memorial Day observance coming up. Folks, don't go anywhere. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll have all the information shared here this afternoon from these two fine gentlemen in our show notes for today. Again, that's the Disabled American Veterans. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.